There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We did it. We made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday. It's hour one. What a great smell. Got out of my car, walked into the Traegerville, and there it was. Garlic bread, bacon risotto, smoked Tuscan chicken, otherwise known as Marry Me Chicken. Have you heard about this? That if you want somebody to get engaged, you make the Marry Me Chicken. It's that good. So we're whipping that up on the Traegers. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All right. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that coming up. The great Al Michaels a little bit later on, and former NBA guard and a player that Marvin thinks is one of the five most exciting players who have ever played basketball, Jamal Crawford. Are you going to tell Jamal that you think he's one of the top five most exciting players?
You guys didn't say five. You guys said the most exciting players, and he's in the conversation.
Okay, but you put him in the conversation of most exciting players.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. You're going to die on that hill, aren't you? You're going to be alone on that hill.
I might be.
Love Jamal Crawford. Not one of the more dynamic, exciting players in NBA history, basketball history. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Good morning. If you're watching on Peacock, you can download the app if you haven't done so to watch the program. And we say good morning to everybody listening on their radio. Over 400 cities that carry this program, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio as well. All right, 6 days until the NFL draft. Spoke to a source last night, and I said, what do you have for me? And he said, at first I thought that Michael Penix and Bo Nix would not be in the first round. I said, oh, okay, that's information. And then he says, but the more research I do, the more people I talk to, we're probably having six quarterbacks taken in the first round. And that means that Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix are moving on up. And that's how he described this. He said, your first four, they're probably going to be the first four, depending on if somebody trades, somebody gets squirrely, somebody moves up. But he thinks that those four quarterbacks are going to be taken probably in the first four picks. So then my source said, you know, the Raiders, you got to consider them with Michael Penix. You know, do the Rams want to move up? Denver, what do they do? So Bo Nix and Michael Penix, according to a source, not initially in his first round. But he said, after talking to some people, I truly believe there's going to be six quarterbacks taken in the first round. Sean Payton, Broncos head coach talked about taking the right quarterback.
You'd say, man, it sure looks like we have to draft a quarterback, and yet it's got to be the right fit, the right one. And if we had the tip sheets as to who everyone else was taking, it'd be easier to answer that question. And so that's the puzzle here.
I've been saying this for a long, long time. Don't take a quarterback, take the quarterback for you. And that's what Sean Payton is saying. GMs make this mistake. And sometimes what happens is nobody's telling you the truth for the most part, or at least publicly. Now, privately, you might get some indications here. Like, you know, we like him if he's there. And you'll hear GMs or you'll hear fellow scouts that they'll couch things. You know, if he's there. Well, even if he's there, that doesn't mean you're taking him. But, you know, trying to work your way through the smoke screens is the interesting part 6 days out from the NFL draft. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Great reaction to the merchandise at danpatrick.com. A lot of new T-shirts there. C's Get Degrees T-shirt. I'm trying my best. Head cover for your driver and a lot more. Make sure you check it out at danpatrick.com. Most home break-ins happen in broad daylight. As the days get longer this spring, protect your home with Simply Safe, award-winning home security. I use it. I recommend it. Get 20% off any new system at simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Play-in action tonight, the Bulls at the Heat, Kings at the Pelicans, according to DraftKings. I've got the Bulls getting 1.5 against Miami, Miami without Jimmy Butler, and I've got the Kings giving 1.5 to the Pelicans in New Orleans. So those are the play-in games. And the odds in the Eastern Conference, the imbalance in the Eastern Conference, the Celtics are overwhelming favorites. Then it's the Sixers. The Sixers were in the play-in game. Now they meet the number two Knicks, and they're the second favorite odds-wise. Then it's the Bucks. Then it's the Knicks, Cavs, Pacers. And that's your East, the imbalance of the Eastern Conference. Yes, Seton.
Celtics have been in first place all season.
Yeah, for years, it feels like.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah.
But this is one of those, and we've talked about that, you know, this phenomenon of we don't care what you do during the regular season. You're one of those teams that we look at and go, what'd you do in the postseason? Dallas Cowboys, hey, 13 wins. What are you going to do in the postseason? The Celtics, hey, great regular season. What are you going to do in the postseason? And we've seen that more and more. Buffalo Bills, yeah, okay, great regular season. What are you going to do in the playoffs? And that's where we are, certainly with the Boston Celtics. It feels like there's no excuse for them to not make it to the NBA Finals. The question is, how many games will it take you to get there? How many losses would Boston have before they get to the NBA Finals? I can't see too many. I mean, that's a really good team, and the East is all banged up right now. The West, that's where it's going to be a little more challenging here. And I give the Lakers a puncher's chance here. It's not one of those where, and it feels like everybody said the same. Oh, Lakers, no chance. Well, you do have a chance. I mean, you got LeBron and AD. You know a team that doesn't have a chance? The Warriors. They don't have a chance.
Actually true.
They're out. Here's Steve Kerr talking about the Golden State Warriors moving forward.
I think we can put together a very good team and, you know, start to transition, you know, towards the next era because it's clearly in our sights. But at the same time, Steph and Draymond and Clay and Chris, they're all still very good players. But as we are right now, we're not a championship team. We know that. We're not even in the playoffs, so we can't say we're a title contender.
That's Golden State's head coach Steve Kerr on KNBR. Well, it's non-committal. It's like everybody said the right thing after they lost. Steph saying, yeah, we want to have Clay back. You know, Draymond, hey, we want to have Clay back. Okay. Do you really feel that? And at what price? Like, you know, there has to be an asterisk by this. Hey, we'd love to have him back, but everybody has to say the right thing. Steve Kerr can't come out and say, yeah, you know what? Clay is really falling off a cliff. Or Clay, you know, Steph comes out and says something, or Draymond. They've sprinkled in some younger players. So they could probably put it all back in the blender one more time, which is what I would do. I think this is an organization that's been very fair to the players. When Klay went out with the injury, they gave him, they extended him. They kept Draymond through all of his nonsense. They paid Steph. You know, the James Wiseman draft pick was terrible, but they have made some pretty good picks. I'd keep it together. I'd have one more run with this, and I'd bring Klay back for two more years. But it's not my money, not my team, and I don't have to worry about the luxury tax. But until you see some concrete evidence of they truly want Klay Thompson back, and look, I think he can still be a contributor. He's not the second best player on your team. And I think you can be fair to him. You want him to retire, a Golden State Warrior. You want Draymond to retire. I get it. And this is what, you know, franchises have to deal with all the time. When you have something special, how long do you wait? Can you wait? Or do you just ride it out and say, let's be fair to those players? I've seen it both ways. I've seen it work both ways. But with Golden State, I would keep Klay. I would bring him back. Draymond, hopefully you get a chance to talk to him so he doesn't go crazy again and do stupid things again. I mean, Steve Kerr's got a lot of work ahead of him to be able to figure this out. What role? Because Klay didn't go quietly to the bench. He went kind of pouting. Now you got to say to Klay, Klay, you're not a starter on this team, but you're a contributor on this team. Draymond may not be a starter, but you're a contributor. Are you all in? But that would be the approach I would have with Golden State. Yeah, Paul.
I can see the Warriors management being a little harsh with Klay Thompson, saying, look, we're going to need you to take a big haircut here. We're going to give you 2 years at a very low price, or you could test the market, which I don't think he would like to do. He played 2 years for them. I should say he didn't play 2 years for them, and he got his full salary. They paid him $80 million to not touch the ball for 2 years. They've been more than fair to him. I know injuries happen, but this guy has been well taken care of by that franchise. I would be a little terse with him.
Well, I would just give him a dose of reality.
Yeah.
To say, this is what we... I said this before, I would go to Steph Curry. I'd say, Steph, me and you, let's talk. What do you want? You tell me, what do you want? Or what do you not want? And it stays between us, just you and me, let's talk about this. Because as we move forward, I want you happy. You're the franchise. And I want you to help me make decisions that make this better for you. You want Klay back? You want Klay back at this price? Do you want us to try to entertain a trade for Draymond? Who would you like to see us bring in? Those would be hard questions I would ask Steph Curry. I'd give him the ultimate respect of saying, here you go. You're going to help me be a GM here. All right, poll question, Seton. What are we going to go with today?
Well, I was going to start with quarterbacks taken in the first round of the NFL draft. Three or less, four or more.
In the first round?
In the first round.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, I could do the first three picks or four picks if you want. Well, I guess that can't be four or more, but.
How about we do five or less quarterbacks in the first round?
Five or less?
Well, we know there's going to be four.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's foregone conclusion. There's no drama to that.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So five. You think there'll be five? If I gave the over-under 5.5.
5.5 quarterbacks taken in the first round. You're taking the over or under.
Okay.
And that's a push.
Yeah. I guess based on the information I got last night, I would say there's going to be six quarterbacks taken in the first round. Now, This happens in a lot of drafts. Yes, Seton.
Four in the first four picks.
Yes.
Seems excessive.
It's never happened before.
Right.
Yes.
That has the Cardinals taking one or trading out, right?
They'll trade out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Minnesota, the Raiders, the Giants, maybe Seattle. Like, there's a couple of teams where you go, wow, didn't expect them. Broncos in there. Rams maybe. There's always an outlier where you go, I'll be damned. You know, they went out and got him. Because somebody is seeing something in one of these players, and you go, we got to go get him. And you saw this with Kansas City years ago with Mahomes. They knew it. They went up. They got him. And Sean Payton doesn't want that to happen again because it happened to him when he was in New Orleans. They were going to take Patrick Mahomes. Kansas City went up, leapfrogged them, And then they end up taking Marshawn Lattimore. Yes, Paulie.
And there could be a team that nobody has taking a quarterback. What was it, 6-5 years ago when Green Bay took Jordan Love?
Yeah.
That was a shocker of the whole draft. They were, you could look back at the mock drafts. They all had wide receiver for Green Bay.
Well, yeah. And I'm sure Aaron Rodgers had wide receiver, wide receiver. God, could you imagine that? You're just sitting there watching. He's got his tequila. 3 fingers, I think, or 4 fingers of tequila. And he's looking. Now, you guys know what that means with 3 fingers, 4 fingers with tequila? So the pour, when you say, oh, you know, give me 4 fingers.
I pick a line on the glass and just pour it up
yes,
to that.
Yes, but that's kind of what it is. Yeah. If you put your 4 fingers up there, that's where the level is when you get 4 fingers.
I throw in a thumb every once in a while. I had a rough week.
Marvin's amount of tequila in his glass is not as high.
Dang. We're starting like that today?
No, I know. I'm
That's
sorry.
Necessary.
I'm sorry.
First Jamal Crawford, now this?
I know, but I still think that you needed to be, you know, put in the corner and given a timeout after the Jamal Crawford thing. I mean, one of the top 5 or 10 most exciting players of all time.
No one puts Marvy in the corner.
I know. I'm going to put Marvy in the corner. Yeah, Paulie.
We're going to bring back the sound of you and Marvin on Jamal Crawford, because from what I recall, we had the top 5 most exciting, and then I threw out there, who was that next tier? And I threw out, like, Jason Williams, White Chocolate, and, like, other players like that. And Marvin jumped in with Jamal Crawford. Could you make the case that...
We even missed Dr. J in the initial drive-by. Like, you know, it was one of those where, like, you know... Caitlin Clark is in their top 5 most exciting or dynamic players. And then all of a sudden we're going, okay, who are the other players? Magic's in there and Michael's in there. All of a sudden it's like people are going, hello, how about Dr. J? Yes, Dr. J. Dominique Wilkins. I mean, there's so many players who played the game at a not only a high level, but an interesting, exciting level. And Jamal Crawford, wonderful shooter. Instant offense. Not one. Give me the signature Jamal Crawford move moment for you, Marvin. All the great memories.
See, Jamal Crawford was what I like to call a sound effects guy. Like, oh, I saw Jamal Crawford up at the top of the key. He went, ha, whap, crossover, crossover, jumper.
Okay.
We're going to go to YouTube. We're going to, you know what? Radio just doesn't do him justice.
Mark Price was more exciting than
Jamal. I'm sorry, say that again?
I just said it.
Whoa.
Mark Price, crossover.
I know Mark Price.
Crossover.
Wait, Mark Price from Rucker?
Huh?
Because you don't mean Mark Price from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Mike Price?
Mark Price.
Yeah, DeMarcus Price? I know DeMarcus Price.
Well, Jamal Crawford's going to be exciting to know that you have him as one of the most dynamic players who have ever played the game of basketball.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It's Friday. It's a good start.
It is Friday. It is Friday. All right. When we come back, we're going to play the quarterback draft game. Okay? Is that what we're going to do, Paul?
I don't know if we're all ready yet on this one.
Okay.
We're workshopping.
Okay. So is it a great draft or a shaky draft? Is that what we're playing?
I just sent you a very bad draft and a very good draft in the recent memory. There's a lot of quarterbacks being taken.
Okay, so 2020 versus 2021? Okay, so that's good and really bad.
Then later we're playing a game. We played it the past 2 years where the four of us will pick the quarterback and the team that drafts and keeps them in the first round this year.
So who's not involved in this if you say... You four are going to.
You're going to judge it unless you would like to play.
Hmm.
We open to play. It's your show.
Okay. Oh, it is my show.
Yeah.
That's right. It's got my name on it. By the way, if you want this hoodie, not this exact one, because this is mine, you can go to danpatrick.com. And very nice. I mean, I'll give this away. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. We'd have to come up with a reason for me to give you the shirt off my back. But I do it.
What if you order today an item, you'll be selected randomly to get the one off your back?
Hmm. Well, I'd be more than happy to take this off, autograph it, and give it to a listener.
A little sauce stain on there?
Yeah. I don't, you know, I might have some stuff on here.
Game used.
Yeah, yes. Show used. All right, let me take a break. All right, got phone calls coming up. We'll get to those as well. It's a Meat Friday. Great Al Michaels going to stop by. The exciting dynamic. Jamal Crawford is going to join us as well. We're back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses. Then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's amazing how much time we spend on the NFL draft, but imagine your job is to spend so much time on the NFL draft. If you're a scout, you're a GM, player personnel, head coach, assistant coaches, breaking down tape, interviewing, going to the combine, pro day workouts, and then you end up whiffing. Go back to the 2021 draft. Trevor Lawrence, going to get a new contract. Contract extension, by all accounts, a franchise quarterback. Zach Wilson, looking for a team. Trey Lance, a backup in Dallas. Justin Fields gets a new start in Pittsburgh. And then you have Mac Jones. I've often said when you're drafting a quarterback, they all have talent. The question is, what's the infrastructure like when they get there? Zach Wilson went into a bad situation, bad team, and he shouldn't have started. Not every quarterback taken in the top 5 or top 10 or top 15 should start. It's really, what's the talent around you? What do you expect out of that quarterback? What are you asking that quarterback to do? I wouldn't have started Bryce Young because that team is not very good. The Texans with C.J. Stroud, the Texans turned out to be better than what I thought, and C.J. Stroud was, you know, pretty much the exclamation point to get you into the postseason. But Trevor Lawrence, on a bad team, bad coaching situation, and all of a sudden it seems like maybe turning the corner here. Zach Wilson's looking for a job. Trey Lance didn't make sense. He didn't play that much. Now, you basically played 1 year of college football. Now, he was really good at North Dakota State, but you traded up an awful lot to get him. I don't even know if he can play in the NFL, but he's a backup in Dallas. Justin Fields, I still think, can be a starter in the NFL, maybe gets that chance with Pittsburgh. And then Mac Jones, he's in Jacksonville. They gave up nothing for him. Now, he did go to a team that went to the playoffs, but then that team kind of fell apart, and he had to make things. Mac Jones is not going to make magic. He's not one of those guys where you say, hey, all else fails, we got that guy as our quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He was in college. And I know the Niners thought an awful lot of him and probably should have taken him instead of Trey Lance, but they traded up a lot to get him. Mac Jones goes to the Patriots. It's kind of a mess. Now we're finding out that owner and head coach did not like each other. And did Bill Belichick even like Mac Jones? Was he told to take Mac Jones? And then all of a sudden you're saying he's not our future. So you're going to teams that aren't very good. Trevor Lawrence survived Urban Meyer. Then you look at the 2020 draft. Joe Burrow going to the Bengals. The Bengals were on the move. They had gotten some good draft picks, and they were pretty good. They got Ja'Marr Chase. Now all of a sudden you're playing in the Super Bowl. Tua going to Miami. You know, they make the big trade. They bring in some receivers, and you're asking him basically to stay on the field. You got, you know, you bring in Waddle there, Tyreek Hill. Now all of a sudden you got something. Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert, very good, had a lot of talent around him, should be better than the results that we've seen. Jordan Love, when he was first taken, we're like, wow, that's a curveball. And then the more I saw of him, or at least heard from somebody who watched him, they said he can play. Like, he's really good. And I had them making the playoffs last year. And they go to Dallas and end up winning. Now they're going to give him a contract extension. I think Jordan Love is a franchise quarterback. Jalen Hurts, I'm not as convinced, even though he's done some wonderful things, could have been the Super Bowl MVP. He joined a great team. Great team. Great line, best line in football, had talent around him. I want to know if he can stand alone at times and make the throws, make the plays. And, you know, you're going to spend a lot of money on him. I still would like to see a little bit more. But that's the 2020 draft. Pretty good draft when you think of it. 2021, terrible. All of that time, all of that research, interviewing, asking questions, and you still came away with Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Mac Jones. You can throw Justin Fields in there. But Justin Fields, I still think, has that talent. I think he has the, you know, innate ability to be a franchise quarterback. And maybe he gets his chance in Pittsburgh if Russell Wilson falters. Yeah, Pauline.
One of the common threads with all the stuff you just talked about is there wasn't a very good team and a new quarterback was brought in. Everyone says the Patriots are going to take a quarterback third, but they don't seem like a talented roster.
I would hate to be that quarterback.
Right. So based off that, they should not take a quarterback, trade down a couple times, build their roster, and get a quarterback next year. You would think, right?
But that's what the 49ers did. The 49ers built a team, and then they got lucky with Brock Purdy. But you're able to continue to have that team. If I said that Brock Purdy's got to be quarterbacking Carolina, he's not better than the situation with Bryce Young. I mean, he's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback in a system. And they have weapons there, good offensive line, got an offensive-minded head coach. A lot of what happens, you know, your success is based off of who's my coach, who's the offensive coordinator, what kind of weapons do I have, what kind of continuity do we have. That's where I think you see quarterbacks who succeed when you didn't think they were, and the opposite. Yeah, Seton.
Nobody's fallen victim to that more than Mac Jones in recent memory.
Yeah.
That dude, in his stay with the Patriots, he had defensive coordinators as his offensive coordinator.
Yes.
That's how, plus a bunch of random no-name wide receivers. That dude, he was absolutely not set up for success at all.
Yes, but I've said this before. If you put Mac Jones on the 49ers, I think that he could be what Brock Purdy is. I think that he could still be that kind of quality quarterback. Brock Purdy's a great story, and he played pretty well in the Super Bowl, and people had their doubts. But you know, they got their guy after whiffing on Trey Lance. I mean, that's the kind of thing that gets you fired.
The bailout of a lifetime.
Yeah, because then you can say, well, hey, you screwed up Trey Lance. Yeah, but look what we got with Brock Purdy. All right, we'll let you stay. In fact, we'll extend you guys. And that's what they did with San Francisco. All right, let's see, a couple of phone calls in here. Woody in New Jersey. Hey, Woodman, what's on your mind?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Hey, Marvin, I almost put my truck in the ditch the other day when you had a hockey highway for play of the day. I didn't know if you had a hockey allergy or a tragic hockey accident in your family at some point, but, you know, February 25th, the Blackhawks had the greatest American player. Well, it was the 24th. I thought the play of the day on the 25th would be Patrick Kane scoring in overtime when they're retiring Chelios' jersey, but no, sadly, that didn't happen. But I'm hoping to see a little more hockey commitment here now that we're getting to the postseason.
All right. Thank you, Woody. Yeah, Marvin, you're the one that picks out the play of the day.
I've been on a tear lately. Let's go. Stanley Cup playoffs.
Okay.
Can't wait for the Montreal
Canadiens.
Sure.
Are they in the playoffs?
No.
Is there a play-in game?
No, I know that much.
Okay.
We do enough NHL on this show that when I type in NHL on my computer, it autocorrects to NFL.
Wow.
And there it is.
Wow.
It autocorrects.
You know what?
You mean NFL?
Yeah. I would like to have a hockey highlight for play of the day. Dramatic finish last night. I'm hoping that might be the highlight. Were we 6 seconds into overtime? Maybe.
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 You have to check in.
Okay. Nick in California. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. Happy Friday. So, quick story for you. The other day...
Wait. Nick, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm actually in the shower. I pulled a Fritzy today.
Wait, you're in the shower?
I'm getting out of the shower.
Okay. Once again, Nick, I didn't call you. You called me. So, well, go ahead, Nick.
Apologize. So I'll cut to the chase. My wife's not a big meat eater, and she had asked me if the pizza was good, and I told her to take the sausage off. And that brought me down another rabbit hole with a good highlight from Fritzy.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Good luck.
Sausage off.
Yeah. Good luck getting out of the shower. He makes it seem like I called him. Hey, you called me. I'm in the shower.
We should start doing that. We should just call people at home and ask them to be
Hey, what are you doing? Yes, Todd.
But it's possible at the time they call, they're in a better place, and then they're on hold, and then by the time we get to them, they're in
It was 10 minutes. He was on hold for 10 minutes. Could he have waited maybe 10 more minutes?
Probably could have.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Myron in Atlanta. Hi, Myron.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for calling me. 5-2-2-30. Nice. Hey, I'm glad you took the responsibility of getting your will done this week, but it got me thinking. If you had to pick one Danette to be your successor, God forbid you don't make it the next 4 years, which one would it be? I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you, Myron. I wouldn't pick any of the Danettes to be my successor. They're really good at what they do, but this is a little different here. And I don't want them to follow. I mean, it's like following John Wooden. You know, or Nick Saban. That's not fair. I can't do that to him. I mean, Todd can't deal with the pressure of just being Todd, let alone.
It's difficult. Yeah. I wouldn't even talk sports. I'd talk about like anything but sports behind the show.
Yeah. Well, you got your Hall & Oates t-shirt on.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Marvin.
Has anyone reached out about taking over in this studio?
Yes. Yes. But those would be, it was just an inquiry. If it was a real conversation, then I would bring you guys in. And I don't know if... Have you guys reached out to anybody about joining another show? Paul?
The opposite. I've had 3 different people reach out after you announced your retirement to throw their name in the hat or whatever.
To take over for me?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
3 different people.
I had one person call me directly and just said, hey... Can I put my name, you know, in the hat? And I said, well, there's no hat. Well, he said, can you get a hat? I said, all right, I'll get a hat.
Imagine if that's how you did it. You just threw names in a hat and then picked somebody.
That's good content.
And the winner is
Linda Cohn.
Yeah. Doug Gottlieb. Yes, Todd.
Would any of them spike your drink to speed up the process of being the next in line?
Would somebody try to kill me?
I guess is what I'm asking. It's good. You can trust the people that reached out to you.
What do you think, Todd?
I'm going to say they probably did not.
Who do you think would try to kill me?
I think Ross Tucker might throw something
at me.
I'm joking. He's the nicest guy in the world.
No, Ross wouldn't.
I wouldn't put it past Godly. Also a joke. Oh, my God.
Really? A little truth and every bit of kidding, Todd. Andrew in Iowa. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, DP. Hey, fully clothed here, head to toe. Hey, two things. First is for Pauly. Pauly, July 17th, Indiana Fever play at Dallas Wings. Do you think those tickets are good? Do you think Caitlin will be on her way to the Olympics? Also, then, Dan, I called a month ago for the suggestion of Caitlin going up against Steph Curry on your painted mural wall.
Yeah.
Would that be a worthy assist for your game show hoodie there?
All right, you know what? Leave your address with Tyler, and I will sign this hoodie and send it out to you.
Atta kid. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, boy. Right.
That's how it works. I'll give you the shirt off my back. Yeah, Andrew did say, hey, what about a Caitlin Clark, Steph Curry mural in the man cave? And we decided we were taking out James Harden and Jerry West. Hated taking out Jerry West. But, yeah, we had to remove those so we could make room for Caitlin Clark and Steph Curry. I would think that would be reason enough for Caitlin Clark to call in just to say, wow, you did that for me. Yeah, from one great shooter to another. I hope you enjoy it. Enjoy. Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha.
Nobody. Just got out of the shower, Dan. Thanks for calling. What up, DP? Let's go, Fritzy. Dan, I've listened to this show for about 20 years, and this has been by far the most morbid week that I've ever heard, and I loved it. I mean, it's all about content, baby.
Yep.
I mean, somewhere in there, Dan, there's an Emmy submission for next year. I was dying listening to the talk about your state breakdown, and that's why I love this show and you guys, Dan. You guys are the best. I got a five-minute poll question for you guys. Who makes more money over the next 10 years in the NBA? Players from Kentucky or players from Arkansas?
Thank you, Buddha.
They're both taking pay cuts when they go to the NBA.
Wow.
What? No. Actually, that's legal now to say.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know Mark Pope's recruiting philosophy, if he's going to go... Can we still get one-and-doners? Do we still want to get one-and-doners? Does John Calipari go, you know what, on second thought, maybe we try to get transfer portal players. Maybe we look at the UConn model here. All right, we're going to take a break. Marvin, the entire hockey community is waiting for your play of the day.
Let's see.
That's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Left side, got it!
Check this out.
And off the draw, Kempe quickly moves in. Kempe shoots and scores! That's the way to end the regular season. Overtime goal. Adrian Kempe. 6 seconds in. Kings win it. 5-4.
LA Kings Audio Network. That tied the NHL record for the fastest overtime goal. Kings. Now the first-round matchup with Edmonton. That's your Play of the Day. Play of the Day is brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the Tire Decision Guide. See the full lineup of Tuyo tires and special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Marv and I went back and forth a couple of days ago. We were talking about the most exciting players. Now, Tim Legler brought up Caitlin Clark's one of the five most exciting players to ever play the game. Now, he's not talking best. He's talking exciting because there are a lot of great players who weren't dynamic, weren't exciting. Like John Stockton was methodically great. You know, Karl Malone, Tim Duncan. There's a lot of players, but they're not dynamic. So here's a snippet of Marvin and I going back and forth talking about our guest coming up in a half hour, Jamal Crawford. Yes, Marvin.
Not a great player, but entertaining, Jamal Crawford.
Nah, he's not in there.
Jamal Crawford's not entertaining?
Not with these guys. I mean, you're going to die on that hill alone.
Come to my funeral.
No.
Speaking of funerals.
Jamal's not even going to die on that hill with
entertaining?
You. Entertaining?
I didn't say great.
No.
I didn't say great.
Jamal Crawford was a great shooter.
Great ball handler.
Great shooter. Great shooter. Wasn't good enough to start. Okay. Do we mention this to Jamal Crawford?
We have to.
Okay. Is that the reason why we decided to invite him on the show?
Half of it.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Full disclosure, you know, be more than happy to tell him where I stand on that. Yes, Paul?
This is a very tough one because you both have points. Jamal Crawford's game itself maybe wasn't the most exciting. He wasn't jumping very high. He's a very athletic guy, but he was a focal point when he came in the game because you knew the offense was going to run through him. A generation earlier, or 20 years earlier, the microwave Vinny Johnson for the Pistons was like this. When he came in the game, you're like, watch him because it's going up. So,
but that doesn't mean he's one of the most exciting players. He's just a really good player.
He's a focal point when he came in the game.
But that doesn't mean, I mean, I think we're confusing that he was really good at what he was supposed to do. But you don't go, man, do you remember the Jamal Crawford highlights? The entertaining part of this is what we're talking about. The entertainment factor. Yes, Marvin.
YouTube is your friend. Jamal Crawford highlights?
Yeah.
He's got a nasty crossover on Kirk Heinrich. He's got one on Ray Allen where he makes him fall. He's got one on Wesley Matthews. This is just off the top of my head. He's got the in-between-the-legs alley-oop to Blake Griffin when he was on the Clippers. This is just off the top of my head.
No, it's not. I saw you on YouTube yesterday. Not off the top of your head.
Stay out of my personal life.
No, I was just walking behind you, and I saw you with Jamal Crawford highlights. Prepping for today.
So?
Yeah. Take a look at Mark Price's crossover.
DeMarcus Price. I know what DeMarcus. I know what DeMarcus.
Just refresh your memory, since you weren't alive when Mark Price was crossing people over top of the key. Give you 20 and 10 every night.
Can't wait till he comes on.
Thank you. Tommy in Illinois. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Dan, this is a great time to bring this up because you sound very frustrated with the Danettes. When you retire, can we expect a book, maybe an untold story of the Danettes, the truth?
No, I think what happens on the air is the untold truth. It's the told truth. I don't think there's any smoking gun here with these guys. That's why we have good days and bad days together. And we have some great days as well. And those days when we used to get nominated for a sports Emmy.
Oh, back in the day.
It seems like such a long time ago. Yes, Todd.
Didn't you make us sign one of those Oprah kind of things where we can't say anything?
An NDA? Yeah. No, I did not. But I will say you can't spell Dan without NDA.
That's very clever just now.
Thank you, Todd.
Right off the top of your head, that was great.
I took a second to think about it when you said, I was double checking your math.
Rob in Oklahoma. Hi, Rob. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. First time, long time. 6 foot and an improving 225.
All right.
Well, just with the imminent end of the show coming up, just wondering if there was any chance that we could get a 30 for 30 or a background of the beginning of the show, when you guys had the show in the attic and things like that.
Well, I've talked about it, though, Rob. I don't think there's going to be a 30 for 30. But, we talked about the growing pains of this. And, I left the mothership, came home, and we were doing the show in my attic. And Danettes would come over every morning. My wife's getting kids out, go to school. And we did the show up there. And thankfully, we did the show. Because, look, we had everything we wanted at ESPN. Everything. And then we had nothing. And then we had to build something. And I'm very proud of, we had to stay together. We had to figure it out. Seton working, how to figure out putting together all the equipment that we had. And there were times when I don't know if we knew what we were doing, but we were together at I don't know if we knew what we were doing. And I speak on behalf of myself where I go, are we on the air? And I think Paulie or Seton would lie to me and say, yeah, we're good.
Both of us.
Thumbs up there. Seton would disappear. He'd go down under his desk because he was trying to figure out wiring there.
Yeah. At some point, we knew we were going to be back on the air and you needed to be speaking. That was the one thing we knew for sure. So, no, we're good. You just keep talking.
Are you sure? Are we on the air? Yeah. Yes, Tom.
And your cat would jump on the board overnight and throw everything off. By the time the next show started, everything was all out of whack.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Yeah. All right. The dynamic Jamal Crawford is going to join us on the show. The great Al Michaels is going to join us a little bit later on. Two more hours on this Meat Friday. Ah, can you smell the garlic? Man.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.